We're going to get right to our opening commodity market report this morning with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Friday morning, everyone. Let's check how the trade reopened in Kansas City at the Chicago Board of Trade and the Merck. We give the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 8.75, up 9 on the open. March, 8.80, up 8 and 3 quarters. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 8.79, down 4 on the open. March, 8.96, down 2 and a half. May, 8.22, down 15. July, 6.80, down 6 on the open. December corn opened at 3.53, up 9 and a quarter on the open. March, 369 and a half, up 8 and 3 quarters. May, 380, up 9 and a quarter. July, 388, up 8. December of next year, $4, up 6 and a quarter. March of 2009, 407 and a half, up 4 on the open. November beans opened at 990, up 9 and a half on the open. The January contract at 1008, up 7. March, 10.19, up 8 and a quarter. May, 10.20, up 7. July, 10.24, up 6 and 3 quarters. November of next year, 9.65, up 15 on the open. December soybean meal opened at 2.81, up 2.90 on the open. December soybean oil opened at 40.32, up 35 on the open. At the Merck, October live cattle open at 94.45, down 22 and a half on the open. October feeders open at 113.90, down 45. October lean hogs opened at 57.80, up 25 on the open. And February bellies opened at 88 even, up 77 and one half on the open.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
This is the WILL Fall Pledge Drive. Pledge drives like this one account for a little more than one-third of all the dollars we raise throughout the year. And your call is very important if we are to reach our $200,000 goal while cutting our pledge drive by 3 full days. You can do your part now by calling 217-244-9455 or toll-free at 866-779-9455 or pledge online at willpledge.org. Jay Pierce is in the studio, and Jay, our on-air presence is just one facet of AM 580 Agriculture.
Yeah, you got it. We're a broadcast service and so much more. Our web-based service at willag.org provides the fundamental numbers and analysis that you need to make smart marketing decisions. And our AM 580 Ag e-letter keeps you in touch with market trends and technical analysis. And if that's not enough, we bring our analysts to your towns with our AM 580 Ag Outlook panels. It's all a service that's been built by your contributions at 244-9455. We're here to meet your needs any way we possibly can, and we'll keep increasing the service as long as you keep supporting it and telling us it's vital to you. And Les Schulte is out in Pledge Central. Les, when last we talked, we needed 10 more calls to meet a $1,000 challenge from Jupiter's Pizza.
Yeah, I was just looking over Heather's shoulder. She's writing names down. I think we're at 9 calls to go.
9 calls
to make the Jupiter's challenge. Remember, we got the First National Bank of Clinton. They've got a challenge going on. They'll add $1,000 when we hear 75 ag supporters who call in. And to encourage new supporters for ag, AgriGold will add $10 to your basic membership pledge if you're a new friend and you say, sign me up for that AgriGold challenge.
Outstanding. All right. Well, the bottom line right now, 9 calls at 217-244-9455 means an additional $1,000 right now and gets us that much closer to another $1,000 challenge from First National Bank of Clinton. And if you're calling in and joining us for the first time, and we urge you to, you'll be helping us to get another $250 from AgriGold. These are all companies that are so sure that this is a good investment. They want to do whatever they can to get you to just pick up the phone and take a minute and call 244-9455 and make that $50 or $100 pledge.
Let's go ahead and bring Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana, into the discussion. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
when, you know, you've been in a very long-term relationship with WILL. I don't know if it's been 10 years yet, but it seems like it's been around that length of time. Throughout the time that you've been involved in WILL radio, what are some of the things that people that you work with say about the radio station?
Well, you're right, Dave. I've got a plaque here in my office. It's a very proud moment for me because we started back in 1997 contributing to the programming there. And I think, you know, I can say pretty unequivocally in that time I've never come across a better station in terms of agricultural programming and people dedicated to agriculture. And I think that the difference between you and a lot of other folks is the people. They really do make the difference, and because of that, you guys really do set the standard for commodity programming in my view and in Chuck's view and all the rest of us at Risk Management. We're very proud to be part of you and you know, the analysts that are on this program in doing their agricultural analysis and financial analysis for you. They try their very hardest for you every week and every day because you guys do the same for us, and you know, we really appreciate your programming.
A $2,250 challenge right now at 217-244-9455. Be the next to help us make that challenge before we wrap up this agricultural broadcast today. Let's go ahead and jump right in with these reports, and let me just throw it out to you in a general way before we may get into some particulars and ask you, when you saw the report, what was the most important number, not necessarily for today, but for the next month?
I would say there was a couple, Dave. I probably couldn't nail it down to one. I think the biggest question I had going into the report that we were working off was, is the corn price holding its strength due to the outside market forces and the wheat and the beans? Why is the basis so narrow right now? What's going on that there's not very many truck lines? You know, I've been hearing from Chuck and Sherman and other clients all over Illinois and Indiana that there haven't been that many lines at the elevators. And so it was kind of setting us up. Are we seeing that still that potential for that 1993 type market where they do come in and lower that yield? And that's indeed what they did. And so that really helps the basis out. I think we were getting a little bit nervous that the futures market was running up and it was going to really hurt our basis down the road. But between the Chinese crop being lowered and the yield being lowered, that helps soften the blow of another ethanol decline here on today's report. And it should keep our basis pretty doggone firm. And it'll probably keep farmers from selling a lot of corn here after these numbers came out. And I think the wheat and the beans support the corn, at least from a medium-term perspective. Today's market action, it seems like you can't make heads or tails of it, but after talking to Chicago, it kind of makes sense here that the corn traders were out of position. There was too many shorts in the market. The wheat traders, just the opposite. They ran it up the flagpole with limit-up move yesterday, scared about what the report would say. A lot of those folks seem to have gotten out. By one time, we were trading limit down about 18 right now. And in the beans, it seems like they're fairly well positioned. It's up about a nickel. We're above 9.75. We're trying to get into that $10 level again with a high of 9.93. You can kind of see the short-term trader is adjusting here after the report numbers. But in the medium term as a whole, the wheat still leads. The beans are supportive. South America's got to have a good crop. And when it comes to the corn, it's going to be supported by the beans and wheat. If the beans and wheat would give way, though, the corn may have some downside because we did lose some total usage again today.
Stay right there, and we're going to go out to Les Schulte and Pledge Central and see where we're at on those challenges, Les.
We have 71 calls in, Dave. 4 calls to go to make this challenge at 217-244-9455 or 866-779-9455. 4 calls to go, and let's wrap up this Jupiter's Challenge. Right now it's for $1,000.
Mike, it seems a little bit strange that a carryout for corn of 1.997 might be construed as a little bit friendly.
It is, and it goes back to before this report came out, and again, going back to that firm basis in the export market, and my gosh, the 91 million bushels of sales this week on the export sales weekly numbers, it goes back to, I think we're still trading that global market in corn, that global supply and demand. You know, total grains in the world right now, Dave, we're at about a 50-day supply, extremely low, and we've got a lot of vulnerable countries out there with pretty poor weather patterns to start their new crops off with. And so it seems like today's report would suggest to us that because the wheat and the beans were not negative, then the corn basis is staying firm, that the corn is trading more of a global mindset, and yet today's ending stocks in corn tells us we've got an ample supply, but we've got a phenomenal world demand as well. So they're trying to balance that there at the Chicago Board of Trade. doesn't mean that corn is necessarily a runaway train. Again, I think you probably will need the help of the other commodities to keep the corn futures going. But as far as the basis and the cost of storage, and is it worth storing, I think that was the biggest question farmers were wondering. We were wondering going into this report. It was a good report in respect to the basis holding tight and firm, and especially in the sense that it's unlikely a lot of farmers will let a big glut of corn go here. They'll probably be pretty stiff with their sales and not let a lot go until the end of the year.
So is wheat and soybeans, do they have enough supportive fundamentals to keep corn going? I look at, for example, the wheat ending stocks at 106.97 on a world level. That would seem very supportive, and yet the wheat prices are down significantly today after a 30-cent move limit up yesterday.
Yeah, they really are, and you know, it goes back to I don't want to put a lot of stock on today because this report has had enough information to feed the bull or the bear that it may take a couple, 3 days to go through, but we're in a high alert time period to whether the wheat high is in or not because seasonally it says it's done. We're getting it planted. There's weather that's coming up that maybe will replenish some dry areas, and so you're starting to knock down some of the bullish factors out there in the wheat, but you can't call it yet, in our opinion, because this report and these world-ending stocks, both the world and the United States, are down below a 50-day moving average or 50-day supply when it comes to world wheat and U.S. wheat supply. So that's very critical level, and we've got to keep the engine running on all eights, so to speak.
Stay right there. We're going to go back out to Les Schulte and Pledge Central. Last time we talked to him, we needed four more calls to meet a challenge.
Yes, and I'm happy to say we have met that challenge, that Jupiter's challenge, for $1,000 this morning. Big thanks to John Robinson from Monticello. We've heard from Jay Bass from Champaign, Alfred Baylor from Wolcott, Indiana, and my very good friends Nick and Angela from Mahomet. Thanks. Thank you very much for helping us make this challenge this morning. But call your pledge right now at 244-9455.
Yeah, keep those calls coming because we still have 1,250 agricultural dollars online with your phone calls right now at 217-244-9455. Mike, let's go ahead and look at the soybean analysis. And yes, indeed, as it was rumored earlier in the week, USDA did lower harvested acres to the tune of 900,000. What does that imply?
Well, it implies that the South American crop's got to be big, and I think that was the biggest question mark we had before the report, Dave. If we move towards a 250 or 270 million bushel carryover here in the United States, it would probably have taken a lot away from a weather market down in Brazil maintaining itself and a lot of fear and worry about being able to produce a decent-sized crop. I think it's fair to say that Brazil needs to get at least a 60 million metric ton crop planted and grown this year, and that weather will still be a big factor because we've lost our acreage. And I think the traders, I guess if I had to go out on a limb right now, I would think the most out-of-position traders would be in the bean complex, because I would think the shorts in the beans right now would be saying, we didn't get our yield decline, we didn't get a yield increase, and we got a harvested acreage and planted acreage reduction. Gosh, can I look forward to a yield decline because of some of this anecdotal evidence of coming out of the bean fields? And I would suspect that the beans, if they don't go higher here and try a formal double top, they'll have at least some pretty good support in the near term, especially until we see Brazil get that change in weather pattern in Mato Grosso.
Okay, then share what you believe the trading ranges on all three commodities will be over the next 30 days.
Well, I still think that the upside potential in corn is 40 cents. The downside is 40 cents. I stretched that to 60 and 60 a week or a week and a half ago. We still feel very good with the corn puts in place after today's report that the downside potential in the corn especially would probably be on the outside markets, the wheat and the beans, falling and putting tops in place, and the corn giving way and selling off in sympathy with them. So we like having the puts in place for a futures break. Think the basis is going to stay pretty firm. For the beans, the upside potential is limited, obviously, because of the new rally we had earlier before the report came out and these new numbers came out today. But I would still say that the upside potential would be the old contract highs. And if Brazil doesn't get rains, it would be fair to say that the traders will probably try and take out the old contract highs. It truly has become, in beans, I think, not just a technical market, which it's been such a good technical market. It's also now a weather market as well, Dave. Now, for wheat, I don't think you can give a range right now. There's just too much on the table.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Thanks, Dave, and good luck. You do a great job there.
Thank you much. Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. You know, Jay, we do this sort of analysis 6 days a week if you include Commodity Week on Saturday. And if you throw the TV in with Market to Market, it's a 7-day week affair.
No, and it's 24/7 online, Dave. You know, all of these reports are accessible via downloads, podcasts, online streaming. You know, Mike Zuzulo said that, you know, it's the people who make the difference in this service. And I want to say it's our analysts, including Mike Zuzulo, who really make a difference in our ability to provide the information that you need on a daily basis to make decisions important to your agribusiness. And when you call 244-9455, that's area 217-244-9455, and you make a contribution of $50 or $100 or $150 if you want to get the Hightower premium today, you are helping to sustain a unique service. I challenge you to drive around the country even on your travels and spin the radio dial and find an agricultural service, search the internet and find an agricultural service like this. And if you find one, you know what? Give me a call, Jay Pierce, station manager, personally, because I want to take a look at it and get some more ideas from it to make our service even better.
Let's go ahead and go out to Pledge Central one last time and touch bases with Les Schulte, because we still have on the table $1,250 in ag challenges.
We sure do, Dave, and we want to thank the our friends at First National Bank and Trust Company at Clinton who are making this ag challenge during this drive. They'll add $1,000 to our pledge total when we hear from 75 people who appreciate the ag service, and let us know that when you call in. We have 15 in on that challenge, and to encourage new friends to who really appreciate the ag service, AgriGold will add $10 to your new contribution this drive up to 25, the first 25 new friends of WILL for Ag. You say, sign me up for that AgriGold challenge. They'll add $10 onto your contribution, but you need to call now at 244-9455 or go online to willpledge.org and make your pledge right now.
We accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express card. The toll-free number, 866-779-9455. You're listening to WILL Urbana.